Ladies and gentlemen, how do?
You're tuned to the Blurred Crusade. The best in punk and post-punk. With your host, Todd McCluskey. On CJSF 90.1 FM.
Getting us going today on the big show, a band that formed in Portland, Oregon, 1977, a somewhat obscure group considered to be one of the first Pacific Northwest punk bands. These are the Wipers on the Blurred Crusade. We'll be right back. CJSF 90.1 FM. This is not the Electric Lunch. Going back to 1966, that was the Count Five from the CBGB's soundtrack, a track called Psychotic Reaction. A cool little disc I picked up, CBGB's soundtrack, apparently from the movie. The tagline is 50,000 bands and one disgusting bathroom. And we started this set off with The Wipers' Youth of America, the title track, 1981. The Wipers' original lineup was Greg Sage on guitars, vocals, Sam Henry on drums, and on bass, Dave Coupel, said to be a major influence on Nirvana's Kurt Cobain. So interesting stuff there from The Wipers.
Won't sleep.
Studio 6, CJSF's video series, captures high-quality video recordings of live performances.
Well, I write all the songs. This album, well, I just came out with an album, Baby Blue, and most of the ones we're playing today, the two that we just played, are from the album.
And interviews with impactful and inspiring artists, as well as engaging conversations with community members about the issues that are most important to their communities.
We were probably playing Vancouver, like, local pubs for, like, a year or so, maybe 6 months before the release.
Watch all of the Studio 6 live sessions on CJSF's YouTube page or on our website at cjsf.ca/studio6.
All right, in this next set, we're going to feature three bands from North Burnaby. We're going to have J.R. Klein, Social Outcasts, and featuring Donder Cole, this is Head Rush on Blurred.
And kind of slow, a sodden nincompoop. Cute and kind of neat, neat and kind of cute. You say I'm at my best when I'm holding the stash. When I drive the car, when I pay for the gas. If Rudy makes me do one push-up in
Mike Hunt, please report to the principal's office.
Teachers pinch a loaf every time they speak. My girlfriend is a bore, kisses that I wake. Who's the one to trust when the principal's a cheat? Burn it, be a bust. Punk rock never sleeps. Super striker, striker, 11 minutes run. Put the F-U in fun. Heads up, I'm gonna kiss your mother. We'll be right back.
Got your notifications on. J.R. Klein and Do It Alone. Some good advice there from from J.R. Klein. D.I.A. Always a good alternative. In that set, of course, we had J.R. Klein. We had Social Outcast from their brand new EP on Blue Vinyl. And you can pick up Social Outcast at Hooked on Phono and Music Madhouse Records and other fine record shops across the city. And we started the set off with Head Rush, Don Dercole's band. And he sent me a 45 RPM, a beautiful slice of green vinyl. And you can check out all those bands on YouTube. J.R. Klein, Social Outcasts, Head Rush. Check them out on YouTube right now from 1980. This is Joy Division on Blurred.
Always me.
Achtung, Punkrock-Freunde, this is the Blurred Crusade, live on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Die. Thank you.
This is the Blurred Crusade at 90.1 FM. Todd with you. Of course, we're located in a beautiful Burnaby, British Columbia, on top of the SFU, Burnaby Mountain. And what a great show we have today. We just heard from The Cure, Disintegration from 1989. The Cure in town June 2nd at Rogers. Got my tickets. Are you kidding me? $245 heading down there with the crazy Norwegian. Looking forward to that. And prior to The Cure, we had Interpol from their debut 2002, the track Obstacle One and the album Turn on the Bright Lights. And we started it all off with Joy Division from 1980, Colony off of Closer. I just wanted to mention a great show on CGSF called Scream Therapy, and you can check that out Thursdays, 12:30 till 1 a.m. The podcast explores the link between punk rock and mental health, and the show's host, Jason Schurz, also has a book out with the same title, Scream Therapy, A Punk Rock Journey through Mental Health off of Mansfield Press. So you check that out. Looks like a good read. Right now, another local band. This is Super Distorter.
the Burrard Inlet in no Vancouver town. When the bridge came tumbling down, when the bridge came tumbling down, and 19 men were drowned in June of 1958 in no Vancouver town. There are 79 men working to build this brand new bridge, to stand the second narrow, connect up with the ridge, till a big one hit the bridge.
I don't want it. I don't need it. DOA World War III from 1978. This is the Blurred Crusade, the best in punk and post-punk. And prior to that, we had brand new stuff from Joe Keithley, a track called 19 Scarlet Roses from his spanking new LP called Stand. That song originally done by Stompin' Tom Connors, and it's all about the Second Narrows Bridge disaster in Vancouver, June 17th, 1958, where sadly 18 iron workers were killed, as well as a diver in the search. A sad tale, but a great song by Joe Keithley. And we started it all off with Super Distorter. I was listening to DJ Meddy's show Wham Bam East Van last week, and Rumblin' Ryan was a guest, Rumblin' Ryan being the guitar player and vocalist from Super Distorter. So good stuff there. And right now we have the Sex Pistols on Blurred. Pistols on Blurred, thanks for tuning in. If you're listening to our show on Wednesday, Open Mic is up next. And if you're listening to our Thursday repeat, Roots and Berries is coming right up. Adios, I will see you next week.
You've been listening to the Blurred Crusade, the best in punk and post-punk on CJSF 90.1 FM. With your host, Todd McCluskey. Join us again next week for more Blurred Memories. I have not been the same. I have not been the same.
my time. But the most successful of all was an invention of mine they called Punk Lock. Let me start from the beginning. I find yourself four kids. Make sure they hate each other. Make sure they can't play. I nominated him guitarist.
Fire!
There was another fellow called Cook, 17 years of age, a phenomenal acrobat, in a one condition. Always on time, he had to provide the beat.
Put the ring in the ass!
The song, I noticed his Dickensian figure. Had it not been for his green hair, I'd have thought him something out of David Copperfield. I took the opportunity of confronting him.